This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Friday the Omicron variant of the coronavirus has been detected in 38 countries worldwide. WHO technical lead for COVID-19, Maria Van Kerkhove, said during a social media question and answer session, the rise to dominance of Omicron in southern Africa suggests that it has increased transmissibility.
And right now, the data is, I think, maybe a couple of hours old, but we have reports of Omicron in 38 countries in all six WHO regions. And we do see increasing trends in Omicron in South Africa. So there is a suggestion that there is increased transmissibility.
The WHO official said there are reports of people infected with Omicron that range in disease severity from mild to severe. Scientists in South Africa and Botswana discovered the newest variant just over a week ago. New Zealand will adopt what's being called a traffic light system to curb the spread of COVID-19 and limit the use of lockdowns. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
New Zealand's planned traffic light system is expected to end coronavirus lockdowns. It has red, amber, and green categories and gives more freedoms to the fully vaccinated. The biggest city, Auckland, is a red zone, mainly because of its high number of COVID-19 cases. Residents there are allowed into cafes, gyms and hairdressers, but there are limits on capacity and proof of vaccination is mandatory. Much of the country is under the less stringent amber traffic light. The settings will be reviewed in 2 weeks. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the Omicron variant is a reminder of why New Zealand needs to maintain its careful approach to the virus. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden says his administration is working to convince Russia not to invade Ukraine as tensions grow between the West and Vladimir Putin. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Russian troops are massed near the Ukrainian border, and Kyiv's defense chief warns they could invade next month. President Biden says he's putting together a comprehensive set of initiatives
to make it very, very difficult for Mr. Putin to go ahead and do what people are worried he may do.
Russia wants a guarantee Ukraine will not be allowed to join NATO. A Putin advisor says the two leaders will talk soon, though Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki only says a call is possible.
It certainly would be an opportunity to discuss our serious concerns about the bellicose rhetoric.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Diplomats negotiating in Vienna to revive Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers have paused after 5 days of talks to consult with their governments and will reconvene next week. The European Union official chairing the meeting, Enrique Mora, said there had been some progress, but further convergence was necessary.
We need a certain convergence of policy to start the negotiation, conducting to our own objective, which is the same for all delegations, bringing JCPOA back to life, bringing the United States in full compliance with the agreement, and bringing Iran back to its nuclear commitment.
The so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action has been effectively on life support since the United States pulled out under former President Donald Trump's maximum pressure campaign against Tehran in 2018. A lawyer says the two parents charged with involuntary manslaughter in a Michigan high school shooting left town for their own safety but are returning for an arraignment. Shannon Smith spoke after authorities said they were searching for Jennifer and James Crumbly. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In Michigan, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald is filing more charges in the shooting at a high school this week that left four students dead.
The charges are as follows. James Crumbly is charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Jennifer Crumbly is also charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
The Crumleys had been summoned to the school a few hours before the shooting after a teacher found a drawing on their son's desk of a gun, a person bleeding, and the words, "Help me."
They did not indicate to school officials or to their son and inquire about the whereabouts of the gun or the existence of the gun.
Ethan Crumley has been charged as an adult with 24 crimes, including murder. I'm Ben Thomas.